Welcome back to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And today we're going to talk about all different things. But we're going to talk about all different things. Looks like Taylor Swift, we didn't talk about this last week, but
Yeah, we forgot to mention her.
it looks like Taylor Swift joined not Join the union. No.
She don't.
It looks like, as we know, Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, can't remember his name. He's on one of those songs with her, have broken up. So
Yeah, they
all you single men out there going to Taylor Swift concerts, jump on stage and ask her out.
Yeah. You might be featured on her next video.
No, and if you break up with her, you'll have a hit song written about you. Yep, because you know the song "We Are Never Ever 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 Getting Back Together."
Yeah,
You
wasn't that by Calvin Harris or
It wasn't my count. You're
I
stupid.
mean
I'm leaving that
I
in.
mean,
That's my
no, I'm talking about wasn't it about was that about Calvin Harris?
no.
Oh. She dated him at one point.
Yes, but that was about. Which she did? Are we talking? Yeah. No, that's about Joe Jonas.
She dated Joe Jonas?
Yeah, she dated Joe Jonas. It was about Joe Jonas. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, and that song by Calvin Harris and Rihanna, that was written by Taylor Swift. You know that, right?
Which one?
The only song that Calvin Harris and Rihanna have.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time you move. That's all. But if you look who wrote it, you're not gonna see Taylor Swift's name on it. You won't find her name if you look at look at who wrote the song. You won't find Taylor Swift's name on the album, on the track, because she used a ghost name because she didn't want to be involved with Calvin Harrison at the point, with that album. So it looks like they found Drake Bell.
Yeah.
Did you
Yeah. I
and
remember we talked about this last week, but said that they was he was found because that was the same day we
yeah,
did the podcast.
he was found, but
Yeah.
there's more to that. Did you get more to that?
No, I didn't get as much though.
You know more to that now?
No. So
Okay.
what's the other?
Supposedly he was like suicidal and gonna kill himself. That was the one reason they were looking for him. And they pinpointed his phone, and he supposedly was in some hotel, right? And he posts his post on was it Instagram or TikTok or something? It's like the reason no one can get a hold of me because I left my phone in the car, which we know that was full of crap.
Right.
Because they pinpointed it to a hotel. Yeah, so that's the updated news on that. And guess who was behind his suicidal?
Cool. Yeah, and I said, who?
Megan.
Wow. I didn't hear that part. That's why.
No, but if you guys need help, make sure you call the suicide hotline. Do you know the number?
Right.
I said, do you know the number? What's the number for the suicide hotline? I'm asking you.
Oh, it's a new number. So it's actually not that 800 number
Okay,
that
if you're
everybody
in
used.
America, okay, what's the suicide hotline number?
If you're in America,
Okay, so what's the suicide hotline?
you can now call 988.
988.
That's their, yeah, it's their new number and stuff.
If
It's
you're in
not that.
America, I have no idea what it is. If you're in Mexico or Canada or China or Japan or England or Dominican,
Canada. Yeah, but
Ukraine.
yeah, okay, we get it. We get it.
Like I have followers outside the United States. Actually, I do. Yeah, so
If you're
make
in,
sure
and by the way, if you're in North Korea, I feel bad for you. But Just I don't
If
know.
you're in North
Just
Korea, I feel sorry for you. That's a frontage aside. So make sure you guys get help if you guys need help. And switching topics.
You heard about Coachella?
Yep. Cella
And
sucks. So
yeah, well, guess who dropped out? And of course,
somebody supposedly spent, before we get into who dropped out, we're going to talk about somebody spent, they maxed out their credit card for a hot dog.
wait, is that true?
know. That's what I've heard. I don't know why I'm
Oh.
screaming, but yeah, Frank Ocean dropped out. Let me play you guys some clips here.
I saw, wait, before you play a clip, there was somebody on Facebook was like, yeah, because he probably would have stuck the second week.
Supposedly he broke his leg or something.
Yeah, something with his leg.
Yeah,
But
but
and people were complaining.
a lot of people think that's just some lame excuse for he doesn't have to perform for
Yeah,
him.
and a lot of people said that they couldn't even see him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, or hear, or really hear him.
Let's see what Benny Blanco has to say about Frank Ocean's Coachella set. We're gonna take a listen to
Hey Benny, how you doing? It's good to see you. Hey, listen, Frank Ocean has got so much backlash for his set at Coachella.
I loved it.
You did.
It was incredible.
Can I ask why?
So inspiring on so many levels.
Yeah?
Incredible. One of my favorite shows I've ever seen.
Do you feel like he didn't deserve the backlash that he got? He was an hour late.
I don't read the internet.
You don't?
No.
Were you there?
I was there. It was incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you give it like best performance of all time?
Best performance of the weekend by
You
far,
think?
to me.
He just dropped out of Coachella because he has an ankle injury. I mean, is it kind of like what we've been dealing with? Like,
I don't know.
you've got to like allow your body to rest. If your body's saying no, the show must not always go on anymore.
I don't know what's going on. I just thought his performance was amazing, what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say to the fans that had tickets for Sunday expecting to see Frank Ocean that won't be seeing him anymore?
I have no idea whether he's playing or not.
He's not. Blink-182 is filling in for him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome when
Yeah.
I went first weekend.
You feel like he should have sucked it up and played this weekend? All right.
I
Benny, you're the best. Thank you very much.
have no idea. Yeah, thanks.
I feel
Thanks,
like
Benny
that.
Blanco.
Okay.
Do you even
Okay,
know who Benny
first of all,
Blanco is?
yes, I heard of him. But let me just start off with that interviewer. She's really annoying. I can
Yeah,
tell that the dude was trying to get away from
no, she
her.
sounded really young.
Yeah, she sounded like a kid almost.
Did you hear about blood Frank Ocean last night? Canceling. No, but seriously, he's written like some of the biggest songs possible known to man, right?
Yeah.
No, you know that, right?
Yeah, because well, you talking about Benji or Frank?
I'm talking about Benny Blanco.
Oh, I mean, I didn't mean to say Benji, but yeah, Benny.
Yeah, he's written some of like the he Found You, Calvin Harrison, I Found You. Juice World. Those are some of the albums, some of the songs. Let's see songs. Benny Blanco songs. Right time. He did TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok by Kesha.
Okay.
Moves Like Jagger.
Cool. He wrote that?
Benny co-wrote it. Wrote it. Yeah. Wrote it. He's co-wrote some of these songs. Gym Class Heroes. Britney Spears Circus.
Oh, okay.
Dynamite. You know Dynamite?
Yeah.
Like it's dynamite. So I told you once. Now I told you twice. You're gonna light it up like it's
Like a
dynamite.
dynamite.
Dynamite. Actually, that was the wrong song I was just saying. But I meant Diamonds by Katy Perry, Teenage Dreams. You know Teenage Dreams? California Girls.
Yeah.
You know California Girls?
California Girls are undeniable.
Yeah. Head strong, getting steady. When my girls are getting ready. West Coast, where you at?
Yeah.
On the beach. Yeah, so he's done tons of those songs. He's done Charlie XOX. He's really written songs from all the way from A to Y. Okay.
Right.
Like, seriously. What else? Black and White, Juice WRLD. Beautiful Girl Goodbye. I don't know that one. That's why Maroon 5, but I just don't know from the top of my head. A lot of songs by Ed Sheeran. Justin Bieber. Who else? Well, who else? Teenage Dreams, Katy Perry. Is that? I don't know. Some call called Through Your Phone by Cardi B. I don't listen to Cardi
right.
B.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Cardi B?
I used to, but it's just, I don't know. See, I kind of got outdated from her.
I guess he helped write Earth.
Who?
Lyricist Earth by that one song, Earth by Little Dicky. It has like fucking like everybody.
Oh yeah.
And I'm Kanye West. We love the earth. This is our planet. That's all.
Alright.
Yeah. Did I see? Yeah, so check him out. He's written probably like every song known to man that you've probably listened to. Yeah, so check that out. So what have you been listening to?
I've been ever since Coachella, I've been listening to.
But seriously, what have you been listening to since Coachella?
I've been listening to the Chemical Brothers.
Chemical.
I forgot who they were.
They suck.
They did not suck. Fuck you. Nice. But kiss my ass. But anyway, they were good. They were like the best one I've seen.
No, Frank Ocean was. Shut up.
Yeah, you and that one dude.
Benny, the one dude who's ruining like every single one of the hits that you have listened to for the last 45 years. Not just one random dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Every single song you have listened to for the last 45 years. Yeah. So that's all you've been listening to?
But
you suck. I'm just kidding.
No.
The stuff I've been listening to is the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters, they have a new album.
Yeah.
A new album coming out. And they have a new song that's out there. Let me see if I can get the name of it for you guys. Give me 1 second. Now I got that song. We love the earth. This is our planet. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks. The new song is called Rescued. It's a rock song by the Foo Fighters, no shit. And they'll be having a new album coming out in like July.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's their first new song ever since Taylor Hawkins has died. It literally came out yesterday, April 19th, because today we are recording it on 420. So how are you celebrating 420 today?
Well, I don't have no weed, so I won't be celebrating.
So check that out. Don't forget to listen to Two Joints.
Oh wow.
You know the song Two Joints?
Yeah.
Who is it by then? Don't just say
you're making it up.
No, I'm not making it up. It's an actual song. Who sings it?
Fuck, like how the fuck should I know?
Well, you should know it. Sublime.
Oh, the blind?
Sublime. Sublime.
Oh, pronounce it right then.
I am pronouncing it right.
You sound like you're saying the blinds.
No, sublime.
Subline, yeah.
No, it's not subline. It's sublime.
What? Okay, so you're saying subline?
Fucking I. Never mind. Switch the topic. I'm getting pissed off at you.
no, you sound like you're saying
subline. No, I told you, switch the topic. Before this is like a 2-minute podcast. I guess Bruce Springsteen is coming back to New Jersey. It'll be his first time in like 50 something years or something that he'll be performing in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, and they're making a national Bruce Springsteen Day.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And did you see the videos of people who couldn't, I think it was in Texas, people that couldn't get tickets to Taylor Swift, so they watched her in the parking lot?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find the video for you. Hey guys, take a listen to this clip.
One go.
This is from some news site talking about Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl.
Thousands of Taylor Swift fans this coming weekend has been circled on the calendar for months, and the countdown is almost over. Less than 24 hours until Taylor Swift's Eras Tour arrives in Tampa Bay, and the excitement.
This was in Tampa.
Crews are working from dusk to dawn to set the stage at Raymond James Stadium. Look how fast they're working.
They're going fast.
Yeah.
Golly.
The work continued inside. It was just as busy outside, too. Eagle 8 HD captured this video of hundreds of excited fans waiting in a long line
that.
To buy shirts, sweaters, and other memorabilia. Many were there before sunrise. News Channel 8.
Damn, before sunrise? Why would that? How the? Why the hell would you be waiting for a concert before sunrise?
Right.
The show probably didn't start till 7 p.m.
Is live at
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not waiting 24 hours
for a celebrity. I'll buy like I'll go online and buy a t-shirt if I have to.
Justin, you got 60,000 some fans right there at the stadium tomorrow, driving around the area. Obviously going to be a challenge. So is parking.
That's right, Keith and Jen. Good evening to you both. A blank space will be difficult to find here in the raging.
stupid asshole.
I can't believe he really said that.
He said blank space. Did you get it?
Uh-huh. Obviously.
Sort of.
Blank space is one for songs.
It's going to be a challenge. So is parking.
That's right, Keith and Jen. Good evening to you both. A blank space will be difficult to find here in the Ray J parking lots, but the Swifties, they can shake it off because the neighbors know.
See? He just did it again. The fans can shake it off.
Well, what to do when tens of thousands of people.
He just knows our puns.
Yeah.
I'm closer than most of the parking for the football stadium.
At her home two blocks from the stadium's south entrance, Maida Miranda is taking reservations for parking during the three nights of the Eras Tour.
Yeah, that's like. But that was like a couple days ago, and there was like videos of people actually like couldn't get in, but they found parking or whatever. Let's see what this one's. Let's see. Look at all the people trying to buy t-shirts.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and that was in Tampa. There's no audio to those guys, but I'm showing Frederick. Yeah, because it looks like it's from a fucking helicopter. That's freaking insane.
Yeah, all those people.
Yeah.
For and they were probably sold out by now.
Yeah, they were selling like I bet you by the time it started, like they were sold out.
No, thank you. My favorite artist was in town, like I don't know, like Fatboy Slim or anybody that was, you know, super big and stuff. I'm not staying overnight at a fucking venue just to go so I can get some shirts.
Okay. Taylor Swift fan sobs after surprise that tries that she's going to.
Yeah. Where's her seat though? On the floor. On that red part?
Yeah. You see the red part?
Yeah, I know. I don't
want to look. Except for they're actually out of tickets.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Stop. I'm going to cry. You're literally joking. No, you're not. You're literally lying.
Why are you crying?
It It's literally a joke.
It's not a joke.
What?
It's not a joke. It's the best birthday present for me ever.
Oh my god.
Nothing. It's good.
She's so hot. I can't tell if she's laughing or crying.
How did you get that?
She's crying over fucking Taylor Swift tickets. This is outside AT&T Stadium. Look at that. Look at that. Look. Yeah, I know. AT&T Stadium
is a fucking huge stadium.
Fuck. Isn't that in Texas?
Yes, it's in Texas. My microphone keeps getting unplugged. And if you guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not the only stadium that's getting unplugged. Wait, what the fuck did I say?
What the fuck did you say? Stadium that's getting unplugged? What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, that's not the only person that's getting unplugged. Oh, never mind. But anyway, let's move on.
You sound gay. I need to edit that out. Yeah. So check all that stuff out. Make sure you guys get your take.
Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you. Say if Paul McCartney was in Atlanta.
Yeah. I've seen him already. What the fuck are you
talking about? I know, but say this is like his last farewell tour or something. Would you go stay the night at the venue or at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
If you have a ticket and you have a seat, who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You have a seat, you have a ticket, you're going in, you're getting into the concert, you have your seats, you're seeing the person. Who the fuck wants to wait when sunrise happens? Why not just be there like 2 hours before the fucking gates open or be when the gates open? You don't have to fucking wait when the sun shines down and Taylor Swift or whoever is not even fucking there. She's probably driving in her tour bus to the stadium. Is there, yeah,
right
now.
I didn't know this, but someone did tell me that when artists do perform at the, like when they arrive at the show,
yeah,
and say they only have like at least 10 minutes and then they leave right after, like 10 minutes,
yeah, unless they're doing fucking like meet and greets and shit, but then
yeah,
they get on their fucking tour bus and they leave,
yeah,
so porn.
Yes, Nick is starring in a new porn video.
But speaking of all that, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I'll mention it again. But also, if you guys haven't seen last week's episode, I highly recommend you guys go see last week's episode because you guys may have never watched the video of us on YouTube or watch one of our interviews. You may have only listened to our interviews, but we did a live stream episode on the music podcast Facebook page. Not music podcast, Radio Nick Facebook page. We did a live stream on that, and we will be doing more live streams in the future. And also, if you're friends with Frederick on Facebook, go and
Instagram.
No, just Facebook. Let me speak. If you're friends with him on Facebook, the video link is also live right there on his Facebook page too. So if you can't find the Radio Nick page,
is it really?
Yes, I live stream. That's how. blank liked our videos because we're not mentioning names anymore. blank liked the videos.
Yes, I know who you I know who blank is.
Yes. So Bon Jovi's son, I think his name is Jake Bon Jovi. Let me get that right.
To be honest, I really didn't know he had kids.
Yes, he's got like three kids. Three or four kids. Bon Jovi's son. Okay.
Jacob.
Yeah, Jake Jacob Hurts Bon Jovi. I may be pronouncing his middle name wrong, but recently got engaged to Millie Bobby Brown.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of shocked that she, like, first of all, isn't she still a kid?
No, he is 22.
And, no, I'm talking about her. I don't care about how old.
I said he is 22, and Millie Bobby Brown is like 21. She's 19.
She's still like, yeah, isn't it? Oh, I mean.
Well, he's 20. The one year difference.
Yeah, but okay. I shouldn't be judging.
Well, I know, but it's not like he's 40 and she's 19. The one year difference.
Oh, okay.
1 year difference. Unless you're 17 to get married, you have to get your parents' legal age for consent to get married. 17,
well,
17, 19, you're an adult.
You know, fun fact. I know this ain't music related, but the world's youngest parents were at the age of 6 and 5.
That's disgusting. Why do we need to know? That's not a fun fact. That's perverted.
Well, this was in India. This was way back in the day before, like, labor laws was insisted.
Were they both 5 and 6?
Yeah.
Am I echoing?
Yeah.
Let me turn that off. How is 5 and 6 year old? How can they even get pregnant? They haven't gone through hormones yet.
That's what I'm saying. And first of all, they must have periods at a very young age.
That's disgusting. We're looking at, let's switch topics. Yeah. So they're getting married. Congratulations to both of them.
Big congrats. Wait, Millie, is Millie Bobby Brown in the music business?
No, she's 11. She's the character 11 in Stranger Things.
Yeah, I know who she is. I just thought she had some music.
No, the music behind her, the reason we're talking about, because the music goes from Bon Jovi.
Mm.
That's why we're talking about them. He's got 4 kids actually. Bon Jovi.
Bunny bun 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 bun.
Oh, his daughter's 29.
Wait, he has a daughter that's 29?
Yes, he's got a daughter who's 29.
Is she fine?
Yeah, she's kind of pretty. Can I see her?
Don't tell my girlfriend.
Don't.
You heard me?
Yeah, she I think she looks like the mother in Bon Jovi. That's her right there.
That's her?
Yeah.
Stephanie Ross Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Yeah, because realize Bon Jovi's his last name.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that's how you spell Bon Jovi. I thought there was a B-O-N-G-O-V-I.
Because his first name is really John. His first name is
John Bon Jovi. His first name
is really John Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if it's true or not, but there's an interview with Richie Sambora, who got kicked out of the band for doing drugs, says he's coming back to Bon Jovi, but who knows? And who knows? Who knows until you actually like see them on stage together, you know? But
right.
That's what Richie Sambora said. And speaking of guitar players, Joe Perry from Aerosmith wasn't supposed to announce this, but I don't think he was supposed to announce this, but he was on some talk show the other day, and he mentioned that Aerosmith is going to be announcing a tour.
Real?
Yeah.
Like when?
No idea. They said they're supposed to start. It's supposed to start in September and go into next year, but no idea what cities and what dates or whatever. But me and my parents are going to definitely see them if they're close by.
Wow.
I'm not going to Baltimore or Oregon or New York City just to see a concert. Yeah, if they're close by, I'll go and see them. Yeah. And it looks like, I don't know if I have mentioned this, but it looks like Steve Perry, the lead singer of Journey, is working on music again. And it looks like he's working on this album that not that many people like know too much about it. But there is this one song that's coming out. It's a remake of Open Arms. And Dolly Parton's supposed to be on it. What?
Wait, you said Dolly Parton?
Yeah, it's supposed to be on a song, a remake of Open Arms with Steve Perry.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Pause. What the f***? Yeah, so check all that stuff out. We will be going live eventually in time. I'm probably gonna be posting it a day before, let you guys know. It may be on YouTube, it may be on Instagram, it may be on the music the Radio Nick podcast, Radio Nick page on Facebook or YouTube, or yeah, so come join us next time we're live. Yeah, I don't know much what else is happening in the world, but Sunfest is coming up real soon. And it looks like Fredrick might be off next week. It might just be me.
Yeah, I am going to California.
He's gonna go to California because he's gonna go to California girls undeniable. Yeah. Yep. So check that out. Happy 420.
Yeah.
Wanna get high? So high. Oh.
Let's get high.
Let's get high. So high.
My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And this is not the end of the music podcast, but this is the music podcast. Just kidding. We're leaving. today, wherever you are in the world, guess what?
What?
We are out.
That's right. Just like your mama.